Welcome to a special playoff edition of the AJHL This Week. My name is Galen Hartvigsen, and I'm pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Olds Grizzlies, Dana Lattery. Hello, Dana.
Hey, Galen. How's it going?
Very good. It is playoff time, so obviously an exciting time of the year for your Olds Grizzlies. That means a number 2 seed Camrose Kodiak matchup with your number 7 Olds Grizzlies. The Kodiaks during the regular season had a 38-18-4 record for 80 points. You guys had 36 points on the strength of 16 wins, 40 losses, and 4 overtime or shootout defeats. The last time, though, that you guys went to Camrose, I think is a pretty good memory for your bunch, though, right?
Yeah, that was unfortunately our last win here coming down the stretch, but fresh memories of that game for sure.
Yeah, so look at that playoff matchup. The Battle of the Bears is always something that South Division fans get excited about, and this will be the first time since 2008 when the Kodiaks won in the second round in 6 games over the Grizzlies that year. This year, it's a best-of-5 opening round playoff matchup. What will have to happen in order for your team to have success against the Kodiaks?
You know, we got to play our game. I think our last game there on Saturday of the regular season was good. We got solid goaltending. We got our D to move the pucks. We didn't have any costly turnovers that ended up in the back of their net. So just a simple hockey game. It's playoff hockey. It's going to be lots of energy. We got lots of youth in our team, so it won't be for lack of energy out there, but just to be able to bottle that up a bit and point it in the right direction.
For the Kodiaks, you saw them 6 times during the regular season. They did win 5 of those matchups, but from the Camrose Kodiaks, so what did you think were their strengths?
Oh, they got a deep hockey team. I mean, if you look at their stats, they got a lot of guys in the 30, 40 point range. A few guys in the 60 point range. So they're definitely a deep hockey team. Very well coached, very disciplined in their systems. It's interesting. It was a team we played right off the start of the season, and where we gauged ourselves as a young hockey team and a hockey team that definitely has a lot of experience in the AJHL. So their depth, maturity, and age is going to go a long ways for them.
The rest of the South Division this season, what did you think of the level of the competition?
Personally, I thought this was one of the most competitive seasons. Unfortunately, us and the Mustangs didn't probably put up as many wins as we would have liked to put up, but I felt, both of us were very competitive teams being at the bottom, and it just kind of was, you could not take anyone for granted. At any given night, anybody could win on the top or the bottom. Very Paris League here for the first time in quite some time.
Of the matchups that will happen in the first round, other than yourselves and the Camrose Kodiaks, the Okotoks Oilers and the Calgary Canucks meet up, and then the Canmore Eagles take on the Drumheller Dragons. So what are you expecting in those series?
It's very comparable hockey teams coming in. Drum and Canmore, going to be a rough series. I think they played a couple years ago when Drum went to the finals there, and maybe some bad blood there. Obviously, Drum brings a tough style of hockey, and Canmore's very offensive, so it's going to be a battle back and forth. Okotoks got a very good hockey team. They started the season very young, and they kind of made a shift into a bit of an older hockey team. Goaltending is going to be key there. The Canucks are coming into the playoffs, and they're probably one of the hotter teams right now, and that's due to Drackett, who's obviously been outstanding for them, which is what you need going into playoffs. So it's a flip of a coin. It's going to be really exciting.
Obviously, the Brooks Bandits finished first in the South Division with 100 points, so they've earned themselves a first-round bye. As the regular season wrapped up, notable for your club was the fact that Wyatt Noski from High Prairie and Chase Olson from Olds wound up 1-2 in the AJHL scoring race. That gives the Grizzlies another AJHL scoring champion, which the last time the Grizzlies had the scoring champion was split with Spencer Dorowitz in 2013-2014. He had 75 points and 40 goals. Colton Mayer of the Whitecourt Wolverines had 31 goals and 75 points that year, and then previous to that, and of course, was yourself with 108 points and 64 goals in the 1999-2000 season, and you split the scoring title that year with Riley Riddell of the Camrose Kodiaks. Riddell had 108 points to match you there, but with 46 goals. What kind of accomplishment is that for your club to have both Noski and Olson 1-2?
For those two guys, it's it's something I look back at 16 years ago, and something that I had the honor to accomplish, and it was very special, and it's just something you can keep looking back. You win an award, you get your name in a book, and it's usually only one person accomplishes that in a season. Sometimes there's a tie, which is rare. Probably even more rare is the fact that we had the top two scorers on our team, both battling it out down the stretch. I personally was hoping that they were going to tie because I think they both deserved it. And just as equal to that, they both helped set each other up to get that success personally. So, you know, I'm proud of both of them. They're both absolute heart and soul kids in the dressing room. They're leaders on and off the ice. They're not selfish hockey players, so it's good that they both accomplished that. And, you know, only one person could be the winner there, and good for Noski.
Yeah, and the last time the AJHL saw a tandem from one team finish 1-2 was Whitecourt in 2012-2013. Matthew Gerritsen and Jerome Raymond were 1-2. The last time it happened in the South Division was the Brooks Bandits in 2011-2012 with Matt Wilkins and Cam McLeese. So quite an accomplishment for the Olds Grizzlies. Dana, thank you very much for joining us on the AJHL this week, and best of luck to your club in the AJHL playoffs.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Galen.